The next, a little closer, Dan.
I like that.
The next one is from an organization called the Esther House in Greenwood, which ministers to birth mothers experiencing unplanned pregnancy in a residential setting. It's a facility with a residential home, and they are requesting funds for transportation, for doctor's visits, GED classes, and so on.
I'd like to give $2,000, Dave, of the community money.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to give $2,000 of Mr. Jones's community reinvestment fund to the Esther House. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
I'll take the next one, Dave. I'd like to give $300 from my community, for my youth activity.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to give $300 from youth activity for Mr. Jones, the Bridgeville All-Stars. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
The next one, Sussex Central High School band boosters are requesting $500. They would use this for their annual music awards banquet or other supplies such as honor cords for the music program. And in 2002, $100 was given from Mr. Jones, Council Manic account. And previous to that, in 2000, we gave a grant of $750 to the band boosters there, from $250 from Mr. Cole, Jones, and Phillips.
I'd love to help you, gentlemen, but I'm broke. Taxpayers
got Jones.
I'm good for $100.
$100
for Mr.
Jones. Okay.
$100 for each.
$100 for Mr. Phillips, $100 for Mr. Jones. Now, is that coming out of where?
Councilmatic
grant funding. $100 each from Mr. Jones and Phillips for the Sussex Central High School Band Annual Music Awards Banquet. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Number five.
The next is Coverdale Crossroads Community Council Incorporated, which is sponsoring is requesting funds to assist with a spring fashion show and dinner for the children and families of the Coverdale community.
Mr. Jones and Mr. Dukes.
No. Beg your pardon? Well, I had set aside the money through my community development money for Coverdale, so I'll just take $500 out of that.
That'll be the grant for the year, right?
Second.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to give $500 after Mr. Jones' community reinvestment fund, $500. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes. We struck number six, number seven.
I think I hold that one.
The last one is from the Rehoboth Beach Film Society, and they're requesting funds for the 9th Annual Independent Film Festival scheduled November 8th, number 12th. Mr. Rogers gave money in this past November, and this could be considered for the upcoming budget if you want.
Okay.
I think, would you like to do that, Mr. Cole?
I'm at your mercy, Mr. Jones. I know you'd like hearing that, but I am at your mercy.
I love it. It just tickles me.
We'll wait for the budget. Put it back on.
It's the only way you can get the best of me financially.
Why don't you wait till after November 8th?
Yeah, you'd be down there working for
it. I think we ought to consider it after new
after
budget.
After the election.
It will be refreshed and their life will be grand again.
Okay.
I think it's time Mr. Stickles will have discussion and introduction of proposed ordinances.
Mr. Griffin, I believe, has the ordinances.